VOA News. President Trump standing alongside Russian President Vladimir Putin during a press conference in Helsinki on Monday after their summit said he cannot see any reason to believe Moscow meddled in the election that led to him becoming president in 2016. Every major American intelligence agency has concluded there was interference by Russia during the election. Mr. Trump said President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. President Putin says it's not Russia. I don't see any reason why it would be.
The disagreements between our two countries are well known, and President Putin and I discuss them at length. But if we're going to solve many of the problems facing our world, then we're going to have to find ways to cooperate in pursuit of shared interests.
The reaction to President's statements was swift and strong. American politicians on both sides of the aisle, as well as former U.S. intelligence officials and diplomats, were sharply critical of the president's remarks. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Senator John McCain calls President Trump's press conference, quote, one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory. The Arizona Republican says the summit with Russian President Putin was a, quote, tragic mistake. From Republican Bob Corker, President Trump's refusal to condemn Russian interference in the 2016 election makes the U.S. look, quote, like a pushover. And from House Speaker Paul Ryan, there's no question that Russia interfered in the 2016 election, and he adds the president must appreciate that Russia is not our ally. Shelley Adler, Washington.
In an interview with Fox News, Putin described the investigation into Russia's election interference as, quote, political games that should not be permitted to interfere with U.S.-Russia relations. This is VOA News. A Russian woman who is a gun rights activist in the United States has been charged with being a covert agent for Russia. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Prosecutors announced the arrest of Maria Butina just hours after President Trump met with Russia's president. Court papers show her activities revolved around American politics during the 2016 campaign, including efforts to use contacts with the National Rifle Association to gather intelligence for Russia. Her lawyer calls it routine networking. But an American whose name was not divulged worked with Butina and claimed to have been involved in setting up a private line of communication between the Kremlin and key officials in an American political party. Butina has been ordered detained until a Wednesday hearing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hundreds of migrants aboard two border patrol ships were allowed to disembark in the Sicilian port of Pozzallo early Monday after a half dozen European countries promised to take in some of them rather than have Italy process their asylum claims alone. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports.
The ships, one operated by EU border agency Frontex and the other by Italy's tax police, were given permission to bring the mainly Eritrean and Somali migrants into port only after other European Union countries agreed to accept more than half of them, ending a diplomatic standoff that had left them stuck at sea. The office of Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said, today we can say that for the first time, migrants are landing in Europe, after France, Malta, Germany, Spain and Portugal each agreed to take in 50 of the 450 migrants who landed at Pozzallo. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Former President Barack Obama says Kenya is making progress in getting the government and opposition to work together. On Monday, he spoke at the small village in Kenya that was his late father's homeland. Correspondent Ryle Umbor reports from Nairobi.
The former president applauded efforts by Kenyatta and Odinga to work together after a prolonged and disputed presidential election in 2017.
So there's been real progress in this amazing country, and it should inspire today's young Kenyans to demand even more progress.
Obama also urged Kenyans to move past the ethnic tensions that have fueled violence during past election cycles and root out corruption that limits Kenya's economic growth. Rael Ombor for VOA News, Nairobi.
The Trump administration is sending another $6 million in humanitarian aid to Colombia to help deal with the more than 1 million Venezuelans who have fled across the border. You can find more on these and other stories at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.